The future belongs to those who control the culture, and the culture belongs to those who control the conversation. So we are having the conversations you wish you could have at church to build a safe and vibrant community. This is the Oz Table Talk Podcast.
All right, welcome to another episode of Table Talk. And guys, I'm a little bit sad, because this is the end.
Come on, it's happy.
This is the end of 2018. We've come through 2018. This is our last released episode for this year.
Is it?
This should be our last.
Because Tuesday is New Year's.
So this is actually the first episode of 2019.
Oh, did we time it like that? Okay, so welcome to ATT 2019.
Exactly.
You missed the saying goodbye to 2018. So I'm not sad anymore. I'm happy. Thank you, NATO. But we just wanted to really thank you guys for the year that's been. And so this episode, we wanted to encapsulate 2018 for us, how the ministry has grown, how we've grown personally, and we wanted to share that with you tonight, this afternoon.
Now.
Whenever you're listening to it, wherever you're listening to it. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so we just want to kick off with, I guess, where it really started in 2018 for us.
Yeah, one of the things that has been really interesting, when we started this whole project, we started with the concept of doing Bible studies and having discussions and recording them, but it wasn't super clear what our... What's the word? It wasn't super clear what our mission was or what our identity was. And over time, it's become a lot clearer. And I think the key is the fact that we've realized that if we can change the conversation... we can change the culture. And that is the culture of our homes, the culture of our churches, the culture of the communities that we live in. And ultimately, if we change the culture, that changes the future. And so ultimately, we're about changing the future to make it a better version and to continue doing what God wants us to do. And so our goal is to have those conversations that do that in our own lives, but then to model that so you guys are inspired that listen to us to go and do that in your own homes, in your own churches, in your own Sabbath school classes, so you guys can change the conversation, the culture, and the future of wherever you happen to be as well. And because that's become a lot clearer, it's really helped us to project where we want to go as a ministry and what we're doing in the future.
So what were some of the things that helped us to come to that understanding of what our identity or our mission is?
I think one of the earlier highlights for us this year is we started to get on social media. Hmm. Do you remember roughly when that was? Was that Easter time?
Yeah, probably a bit before that. But yeah, early this year anyway.
Early
we started paying attention rather than just being ignorant of it. Yes.
Yeah. So we're on social media from early this year. Mm.
Which has been great, by the way. We have really enjoyed interacting with you guys, because when we post things up or we throw an idea out there, just being able to hear what you think is really valuable to us. So when we sit down to have the discussions, we are thinking about you guys. We're thinking about the things that we've heard from you and the feedback that we've gotten. So it's been a real blessing.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we also had DDC.
Yeah, that was massive. Yeah. Nathaniel, Dave and myself to go down to Sydney. Of all places.
Big smoke.
And of course, if you're curious about our adventures there, we've got video logs and we've got an episode dedicated to what we learned at DDC and who we met down there, and plenty of interviews coming out from that. So it was tons of fun. It was really great. But
it was also a kick up the backside.
It was. I was going to say, it really gave us firm direction on what we needed to do to be intentional about this ministry. So, which was well needed, because at that point, we'd kind of agreed that we wanted to do the ministry. And then we were given a vision on how to achieve that.
And just so you guys have got some context for that, up until that point, we didn't have a regular release schedule. We just released episodes when we had time. And from that point onwards, you guys have probably recognized that we now release every single Tuesday at 3:30.
Afternoon.
Yeah, that's right. So in doing
Australian Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah, not daylight savings.
Queensland time, mate.
Real time.
Daylight savings is just—it's for people that just don't get it. I'm sorry, New South Wales. I'm sorry. Sorry, Victoria. Sorry, everywhere else in Australia.
Sorry, New Zealand.
So, the point that I was getting at is by getting to this regular release cycle and being more intentional, our reach, the people that we're connecting with, the number of downloads that we're having per episode has probably at least tripled since then. And so we...
Insane.
Yeah, it's crazy. And so we're so grateful to the organizers of DDC and also for those that actually gave us that advice, because since then, obviously, things have been really moving for us, which has been a real blessing.
Yeah. I think another thing that gave us a bit of a boost was when you put together that promo video. Mm. That was obviously, you know, made us real people in the eyes of our audience. You know, just gave us just that little bit of presence.
No longer just a bunch of random voices.
Yeah, not just voices, but faces. And
yeah. But full disclosure for our audience, when they look at it, you know, if you're seeing it for the first time, we're not paid actors, and that drove Luke mad. there were so many times I think we were trying to get this one shot, and it would take forever because it's like, which line am I walking, Luke? do you want me to walk this fast or this slow? But that was actually a lot of fun. I really enjoyed doing that with you guys. So, and we want to do more videos. Sorry, but it's just one of those.
And Matt even learned what B-roll is.
I learned B-roll.
That's right. Do you want to tell the audience what B-roll is?
I'm going to make a fool of myself, but okay. B-roll is footage that is played over something else, like an audio track or music, but it's completely unrelated. So you could have, let's give an example, the song How Great Thou Art, and you could use the B-roll of waves crashing, and you mix the two together and you use unrelated footage to tie with music, and then that's called, that footage is your B-roll.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty good attempt. I'm impressed.
Yeah.
I'm impressed you got that.
So
that video, as Dave was mentioning, if for those of you who haven't seen it, I invite you to see it. We've already had, I think the reach is about 9,000 people on that video so far, and so I'm sure a lot of you have seen it, but if you haven't, feel free to check it out. But there will be more video content coming up very, very soon. So
don't tell them yet. We're not at that part of the...
Oh, no, we'll tell them later. That's all right.
5 minutes. Skip forward 5 minutes and you'll find out. But
I think another thing that was really helpful to us, and so, you know, big thank you to all those who were part of this, was the collaboration that we received and participated in after DDC in particular. Mm. Just, you know, there's been so many podcasts start up, but just other Adventists that are into social media or some form of media ministry, collaborating and sharing our audiences has been really good for us, and I hope somehow to them as well.
Yeah. No, it's been a lot of fun.
Mm. I think it's also really good for us to shout out. This is the first time we've spoken about this on the podcast. So we have a Patreon page. And for those of you who don't know, Patreon is a way for creators to get paid for creating. And not that we're looking to get rich, but obviously we're doing these productions. It requires money for equipment. It requires money for hosting. It requires money just to keep things rolling. And so we have started a Patreon page so people can become patrons, and so people can donate. It doesn't matter whether it's $1 a month or $10 a month or $50 a month, whatever people want to do, but we also offer really, really cool rewards. So when people do sign up for those levels of support, then you know, we want to say thank you. And so at various levels, you can get a shout out on the show, or you can get a limited edition t-shirt that we're putting out there. There's lots of different options, so please have a look in the show notes if you want to check it out, but have a look at our Patreon page. And if you do feel that Holy Spirit is pointing you in the direction to support us in this ministry, if you've been blessed by what we do and you can afford to support us in doing that further into the new year, we would really appreciate that. We would like to make a couple of thank yous though, right? So we want to thank our three most recent donors. So first, I want to have a shout out to Caleb Isley. And Caleb, some of you may even know Caleb because he is the editor for Humans of Adventism, which is
such an awesome project.
It really is. It really is. So if anyone's familiar with Humans of New York, it's that, but for Adventists.
So many great stories. Like, even if you kind of don't know what he's about, like, go over there. There are so many stories of real relatable Adventists and, you know, maybe how they came to their faith or, you know, what they've done with their lives. And it's just really impressive, like, really impressive because there's so many people that struggle. And you read through his stories, like, I struggle with that too. Mm. It's just, it gives you a sense of, like just a really good group family feeling, knowing that, hey, it's not just me that's struggling with some of these things. And when you see people having victories in their stories, it's like, that is so cool. Just feels so great to uplift each other. But anyway, sorry, me.
Yeah, no, it's good. And I should also mention that we've got an interview with Caleb, an episode of that coming out very, very shortly in the next few weeks. So keep an ear out for that if you're interested. Also want to give a shout out to the Bailey family. Big thank you to you guys for your support as well. And the final one is Emily Weber. So Emily is the podcaster for the Adventist Millennial podcast. And so Emily, we want to say thank you so much for
your support. She's also an Adventist comedian, which is a very unique job title. So
that's right. She's the first one of those I've ever heard of, I've got
to
say.
Yeah, I'd have to say first Adventist comedian I've heard of. But yeah, such a great story. She was obviously interviewed by Caleb Isley on the Humans of Adventism. So that's where I got to see more of her story. But yeah, big shout out to Emily.
Mm-hmm. So thank you so much, guys, and all of our patrons do get a shout out on the show. So if you do become a patron, then we'll probably be giving you a shout out at some point too.
Yeah, listen out for your name. So. But I think it's really important as we're wrapping up 2018 and we're talking about everything that happened and opened before we dive into what the new year offers. I think it's important for the audience to understand that we've grown. Okay, as five guys sitting around here, I don't know, but I've had some people come and approach me and they're like, wow, you guys have like really got it together the way you talk about these things. And it's like, well, I don't want to be rude, but I don't know that you know us that well, because we don't have it together, you know, like it's something that we all struggle with. And you know, we're doing this because we felt impressed to do it, and I'm loving how far God's taking this. And I'm ready for 2019, because I feel like, you know, we're just going to keep going further, and that's just awesome to be a part of it. But I know I've grown personally, like this whole experience getting to DDC and forcing, like, I shouldn't say forcing, but being on social media, just like, I guess, allowing all my non-Christian friends to know that I'm part of an online ministry, it's allowed me to take down some walls that I'd always had erected around myself, around my faith, that I don't have to hide anymore. And it's just so cool to be able to do that and grow and shine in a natural, authentic light.
So that's sort of like, you feel like you're getting just to be who you are rather than being more of an undercover kind of Christian.
Yeah, that's right. Like, you know, and I know that sounds bad, but I mean, I was running as an undercover Christian for years. Like, I had so many non-Christian friends. It was like, oh, I can't let them know. Like, you know, like they know I believe in God, but I don't want to let them know the extent of what I believe, because I might offend them, and I don't really want to lose that friendship and things like that. But, you know, being connected to Oz Table Talk, it was like, well, hey, you know, this is who I am. And if they're my friends, then they're going to still accept me and love me for who I am.
Yeah.
I think that's a really good example of our identity. I think by us changing the conversation about Christianity, it's changed your culture as an individual Christian, like you're saying.
Yeah.
And then that allows us to change the future. We could all testify to how much Matt has changed. I remember when we first asked him to be in on this project, he was like, nah, mate, not me. I got nothing valuable to say. Now look at him. He says he's rearing for 2019.
Yeah. I know. I mean, for me, in my own experience, one of the things that looking back on this year, one of the things that I have really noticed for me is that this project has brought me closer to each of you guys. The friendships that we've always had that have always been awesome have just grown so much over the last year, and that's just, I think, a testimony to what happens when you get together and you have serious conversations and you do it intentionally and you wrestle through stuff with each other, and it just brings you closer. And I know that's been a big blessing for me.
And you know what the greatest part about that is, is we don't even agree on everything all the time. But we're still sitting here like, yeah, man, we're great friends. Like, this is us.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I know it's certainly been an anchor for me. I've had a terribly rough year, but the friendship that we have here and our purpose, there's nothing like it having in your life. No matter what sort of storms in your life come along, if you've got something like this in your life, this friends who help with that connection to God, it pulls you through and you get stronger no matter what happens in life.
Absolutely.
And that comes as a challenge. You know, we'll get to challenges later as well, but just from what you've said there, Ben, a challenge to our listening audience. You know, if you don't have a friendship circle like we have here at the table, what it took for us was to just do it. you know.
Yeah.
We didn't have this thing going on before we started doing it. It arrived as we did it.
Yeah.
So if you don't have it, then don't just sit in your room moping about it.
Go
do something about it.
It,
you know.
Yeah.
Get together with your friends, have the hard conversations, have a bit of a Barney with each other as it goes. But you know, grow through it and become close, and then, like you're saying, Ben, it gives you a network, a foundation, I guess you could say, to weather the storms of life. Yeah.
Especially when you build it around something
spiritual, like,
spiritual, where you can grow together with God.
And we're talking about the internal things that have been blessings and growth and all that for us, but there's been things that have happened externally in each of our lives that has been big changes this year, you know, like Nathaniel, for example.
Yes, I got married.
Yeah, you got married.
Yeah, man, that was awesome.
Mm-hmm. So you're an old married man now.
Emphasis on old.
Yeah, and what we're talking about old people. Come on, mate. You dad. Don't just hide in the corner over there.
Yeah, so obviously it's been pretty incredible for Brianna, my wife, and I to be parents.
I know, right?
To
who hears her called Brianna?
I don't think I've ever heard you call her Brianna before.
Yeah, well, I'm getting official with it. But, you know, we welcomed Arthur William into the world late in the year, and that's been pretty incredible. And at the time of this recording, he is 1 month old, and he is absolutely doing just fantastically. The doctors are more than impressed. He's put on around a kilo and a, or not quite a kilo and a half since his birth. So he's really filling out, and he's getting some centimeters on him, and he's, oh mate, he's just, it's pretty awesome. You know, you come home, and it doesn't matter what kind of day you've had at work. You come home, and there's this little dude, and sometimes all he wants is a hug from dad, and falls asleep on my chest, and I'm like, hey, I could do this every day.
Living
and I know
the
it's
dream.
Living the dream, mate, always. But yeah, you know, so some of it, we've all had some external growth as well.
Mm.
And Ben, I mean, I guess maybe for people don't appreciate it, but Ben has actually gone through a massive physical change. He has lost some serious weight, and I can say he is looking fine and fit and just like, mate, stallion, that's prize stallion, that's what, just stud, mate, stud. But
somebody stop him.
but seriously, no, it's been great for all of us to I think, you know, as we've grown internally, we've all experienced these external blessings as well, so which has been awesome.
And so I think it would be good for us to make a bit of a few points, tell people what's coming up next year so you guys know what you're looking out for. So one of the things that you've already heard us mention is our bio videos. We've been doing, we're working on getting some videos out about us as individuals so you guys can get to know us a bit better.
Hopefully by the time this episode drops, they should have seen the first one of Dave already.
You keep promising stuff, bro.
Yeah. I know, just
it's only my word, mate.
Go out and make sure you watch it, because you'll know deep down that you're actually embarrassing Dave while you watch
yes,
it.
Yes, yeah, literally. Comments, make sure you really throw him some love, because
he was very embarrassed doing it.
The redder he turns, the more fun we have as a group.
But good on him for going first.
Absolutely. Oh yeah. Yeah. And just doing this, by the way, just something, a group dynamic that's here. Wilsey, sometimes when there's an idea that he gets behind, it's really awesome. The thing that he happens to do, though, is say, we're going to do it by New Year. And he just throws it out there on the air, so then the rest of us have to conform and actually make it happen by that time.
So I'm going to refrain from saying when the other four biovids are coming out.
Because you're next.
But the fifth biovid will be out by the end of 2019. So the other four
I'm going to refrain from, but
the other four are coming to you in 2019. So by the end of 2019, you're going to have five biovids. So if you ever kind of forget who we are, you can go back and watch our biovid.
Please don't.
So the next thing that I want to share is something that is pretty exciting. It's something we've been working on quietly in the background, and it's not all set in stone yet, so I can't tell you exactly what this is going to be.
So zip it, Wilsey.
It's set in stone.
So this is a special project that is designed to help you in your discipleship journey, and I can't tell you exactly what it is, but I can tell you that we are involved, but we also have a few other people involved, like Ty Gibson, David Astrick, Dwight Nelson, and...
What a humble name drop that is. Just like, you know, it's just real quiet, but let me drop, like, three big names in Adventism. Boom, boom, boom.
So, you guys are just going to have a little bit of patience and see what comes out, but we are working on something behind the scenes.
And how are they going to get access to this?
Oh, good point. So, the only people that are going to get access to this are people who are on our mailing list. And so, that's not people who are liking us on Facebook or whatever. It's only people who are actually on our email mailing list. So,
How do they do that? Let's walk it through it.
I was getting there. So that you can just jump on our website, and the subscription box that's on the homepage of our website is for that project. So if you jump on that, put your details in there, you will go on our list and you will hear when this is ready. So
if you're worried, we are not selling your information to Russian hackers. We're not selling it off to marketing companies.
As a matter of fact, your email address is in a safe that's guarded by a 300-pound gorilla in a caftan.
I can't even argue with that.
Good. So, what else are we doing?
Okay, so we're looking at doing our very first live event. So you saw that we did a couple of live recordings, but we're going to do a live event. And what that's going to be, we don't want to tell too much because, let's be honest, we haven't fully planned it.
We want you to be there, though.
But yeah, so we're going to be planning a live event where we're going to be engaging with the youth from particularly the Wide Bay region. And we're going to have a night of fun with them. And we're going to be recording it to throw out.
So we're also going to be looking to continue to do the topics continue to release interesting topics as we have been, but there's a few special topics that we're looking at doing in the new year, just to give you guys a little bit of a sneak peek at some of the topics. We're going to be doing one on pornography. That's been one that we've been planning to do for a long time, and we've been having some requests for it recently, and so we're going to be working towards doing that in the new year. Also going to be doing one on alcohol. And one that you may have seen thrown out on our social media is talking about what is the greatest threat to your faith. And we're actually going to be getting some of you guys, some of our audience that are going to be providing some soundbites, actually going to be appearing on the show. So keep an ear out for that one when that one comes through.
Yep. And we're also going to be just revising our release structure. So what does that mean? Well, that means that we're still going to be releasing weekly. Possibly even more as we have extra storage of content, but we've listened to you as our audience tell us that sometimes and probably more at the back end of this year, we've released a lot of interviews, and that's been just more that Nato and I have been tied up with a new marriage and a new child, and so unfortunately that falls on our shoulders that we haven't got the recording time that we normally do. But we're going to be making sure that pretty much each month we're going to be getting a Bible study out to you guys, as well as some more truth nuggets, because we know this is the content that you guys really enjoy. But of course, for those of you that are like, oh, wait, I still really love interviews, we've got interviews. We are still going to be doing interviews. We're just going to...
Do you use car sales or...
Not yet, man. No. Not yet.
No. Infomercials.
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 Yeah, right.
If you ever decide to give up the whole heavy tradesman thing, yeah, that's right.
But... Yeah, so we just want to say that we have listened to you guys, and that we're wanting to make this experience, these monthly experiences for you, just a lot more fun. So let us know what you think. If you think that there's more content that you want, of course, message us, email us, write in the comments. Man, we love to see engagement, because let me tell you this, right? If you comment that you want something and no one else says anything, you're going to get what you want, because that's what we are. We're compulsive people pleasers.
Righto. Also, thanks to the support of those who have signed up on Patreon and giving us some financial support. We hope to, like we said, do a live event, but maybe continue to do those more and more over time as we have more funding. But also, we'd like to do some giveaways. So stay tuned for that, because we'll be having some prizes coming down the line. So hopefully they can be exciting for you guys too.
Yeah, that's awesome. So just before we want to challenge you guys, but before we do, what do you guys have any personal plans for 2019? Anything that excites you? Anything that's going on that might be worth sharing?
Yeah, so I mean, I think every new year we always get to a point where we hear a lot of talk about resolutions, but we know we're not in the business of resolutions because they seem so superficial and they're broken so easily. Hmm. So what we want to talk about, I guess, are 2019 habits. Hmm. Habits that we're going to set the trend for and get behind and really follow through. Hmm. So, I mean, if we're going around the table,
yeah.
My habit that I really want to set in for 2019 is with obviously Arthur on board now, is formatting a daily devotional that works for Bree, Arthur and I as a family. So we're going to be experimenting on some stuff and we're just going to find what works for us and then we're going to solidify it as the family unit.
So good. So for me, probably habit that I would love to get into in the new year. For me, I have just started over the last couple of months starting to get my health and fitness starting to work better. And so it's one of the things, for those of you that are parents out there, you know that there's very little time for yourself. And so you have a tendency to prioritize the family over you. And so I'm trying to get myself healthier and more fit so I can be better for my family and the ministry that God's given me. And so that's probably one of the key things I'm trying to build in as a habit in the new year.
And for me, like we said before, recently married, so I want to make a habit of being a good husband.
It's a full-time job.
Yeah, it will be.
And you'll always be wrong. I'm kidding.
You better be, or you just half of our listeners just went poof.
Yeah, so that's probably my biggest thing for the new year.
That's awesome.
Well, as you know, recently it's all been a lot about fitness for me, and I'd like to actually continue that, but also begin to refocus back in 2019 back on my historical studies and get right back into that.
Yes.
Ooh. Looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm. Ben the heavyweight.
we're gonna have to do some special episodes on history then.
I'm looking forward to it.
I just love it when he comes out with his stuff when he's been reading. Just tells you a bit of all the things he's been learning. Mm. I haven't really thought about this, to be honest. We should have done this at New Year's.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking one thing I've had missing from my life this year has been a bit more recreation. Mm. Just things have been so busy, like hectic busy. Mm. And so I'd like to incorporate a bit more recreation back into my lifestyle. Mm. Some bushwalking and that sort of thing. So
I guess, having said all of that, what we really want to do is challenge you guys, because you've heard what we're planning to do, but don't just make a New Year's resolution that will be gone by the end of January. Try to think of it as a habit and how you can create a good habit. So encourage you guys to do that, and by all means, if you need social accountability, put it in the comments on this post. Tell us what your plan is, what your new habit that you're looking to establish in 2019 is.
Yeah, and just I guess some of the tips behind picking habits that are attainable is making sure that they are achievable. If this is something that you haven't done, if this you're looking at trying to do something completely new, just make sure that you work yourself into it. Don't set yourself like a goal that you know that you're probably not going to be able to get to.
I'm going
to
read my Bible for 2 hours every single day, morning and night. Yeah, and when you're not reading it at all currently.
Yeah, like just go, I'm going to read it for 2 hours every week. And even if that's all in one hit or it's spread over three or four days, just, break yourself into it. And then maybe by the end of the year, you're reading it for 2 hours every day, morning and night, which would just be awesome for your spiritual growth.
So, yeah, good thought. So, does any of you guys have anything else to say before we wrap this episode and we see everybody for our normal, regular scheduled programming next week?
I just think what we're all about is changing the conversation. So, I want to challenge you in 2019 to do that in your own context, in your own setting. Think about how you can change the way that you're articulating the gospel message. Not just at church or Sabbath school setting or whatever, but in your everyday life, how can you be preaching Jesus through what you're doing, how you're living, how you're speaking?
And it's like you were saying, it's not just about what you say.
Yeah.
Because I heard it once said, being is speaking. So in a nutshell, that's saying that the presence that you give, the things that you do, can speak louder for the gospel than words ever will.
Well, if you're living a if you're living a good life and people see that's desirable, they're going to come up to you and go, what's different about you and how can I have it in my life? I mean, yeah. If you're miserable, no one's going to want that.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, guys, if you're struggling and you're not sure what your next step is, then reach out to us. We can try and help and facilitate in any way that we can.
Even if we're just praying for you.
Yeah, yeah. We're happy to pray for people. We get requests every now and again, and we really enjoy that, that people reach out to us. And hey, look, if it means that, you know, you want us to reach out to your local church, and maybe let's see what we can do. Let's change some cultures.
So with that, we leave you guys to it. We look forward to catching you for our next recording next Tuesday. But until then, you guys have an awesome new year, and we'll see you then.
Happy New Year.
And that's the end of another episode. Just before I head off, I want to encourage you to go over to our page on Facebook and also our account on Instagram and follow us there, because that is where we interact with our listeners, and we would love for you to enter in and join the conversation. Also, while you're signing up, I would also recommend signing up to our mailing list on our website, oztabletalk.com.au. If you do that, you will receive our exclusive content, because occasionally we do release exclusives and they only go out to our mailing list. So I would strongly recommend you go and sign up for that. If you have a few more minutes to be one of the most amazing listeners on the planet, you can go over to iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts and leave us a review, because reviews help us to grow and they help other people to find us. So if you want to help us reach those goals, please jump in and give us a review. The final message that I'd like to leave you with is to let you know about our Patreon account. Now, Patreon is a way for creators to get paid for creating, and ultimately what we do does cost money to get us hosted and have the services that we need to run the podcast. And so if you'd like to help us do that, jump over onto patreon.com/oztabletalk, and you can give anything from even $1 a month upwards. But at different levels, there are different benefits, different rewards that we want to give you, just to say thank you for being an amazing supporter of ours. If you can't afford that, we would just gratefully accept your prayers, because that is what our ministry runs on. And so with that, I will leave you to your day, and thank you so much for listening to this episode. We look forward to seeing you guys next week.